Thank you, Chair. To fail to plan is to plan to fail, colleagues. That's an old adage, which I think is now truer than ever when it comes to how we handle emergencies and crises in our lands. And as our colleagues have said already, crises are becoming more frequent all the time. Whether it's the battering of the Atlantic Ocean on Ireland in Stormy Own, or whether it's the evacuation of thousands of people from the Middle East in the last 2 weeks, we can see the importance of the Union Civil Protection Mechanism and union support that is there. But I'm inclined to agree with my colleagues today when they say that the voluntary coordination among member states of the UCPM is no longer good enough, because we have seen examples in recent times where we have been slow to move in these situations. Tardiness, not at ground level, not where the crisis is taking place, but at government level, where decisions are needed. And we need to take people out of danger and do it quickly. I saw it myself with Stormy Own when we moved eventually after a number of days to bring generators from Poland to Ireland. And then last week, I couldn't believe it had happened again when we had a number of people stranded in Dubai. And on a Friday afternoon, I was very grateful to Commissioner Labib, who confirmed that the support was there, but our member said Ireland had failed to trigger it. I picked up the phone and rang our Department of Foreign Affairs, and 1 hour later, they had triggered the mechanism. But it should not be an MEP reminding government of this. It should be an automatic process, and somebody within the system needs to be ready. At the end of the day, I agree with colleagues, we must protect the funding. We must build a strong support mechanism ourselves. But at the end of the day, people are in distress. We need to respond. A person must pick up the phone. And if they will not do it, Commissioner Labib and the Commission should take that decision in the interests of helping people and saving lives.
The Commission will fully support in the negotiations, discussions that we currently have and will have in the upcoming weeks and months, to really strengthen the elements that really can help our population to better prepare. We just cannot enough highlight that we fully agree that we should not plan to fail, as it was just said. And not plan to fail means also that we need to further strengthen the cooperation with the national administrations, so that when a situation emerges, there is an effective use of the mechanism. That also means that we are with, or that those who are potentially affected or have been already affected can rely on the help and assistance that this mechanism can provide. That being said, I would like just to also agree that the transparency of the funding is an important element of this mechanism, as there are several actions that are eligible under this mechanism. And we will be working, of course, with the member states also to remove all the administrative obstacles when the time comes. And we are all working towards, actually, or against the clock in any emergency situations. It is of utmost importance that we can, at the same, that we don't face any type of administrative, you know, obstacles or any other. Hence, a streamlining element is very visible in this regulation. We learned from the past, and we will try to really provide an instrument that can be very agile. That's one of the key objectives of this regulation. Again, looking at the experience only of the last couple of years, but also on the intensity of the disasters that we have faced in the past months and years. There are several provisions, not least the establishment of a dedicated entity that can also address in a multi-sectoral manner any adverse consequences of any type of a crisis that we might yet again, as a European community, face. Also, a strengthened cooperation with all stakeholders, of course, with the citizens, with the regional and local authorities, but all communities.